It's MMRBQ 2019, presented by Bud Light. Now back to MMR complete concert coverage.
Wait a minute. I'm out here on the Benjamin Franklin side. It's me, Dracky Bam Bam, but the concert's indoors, well, outdoors here at the Tea Pavilion. And see what my vampire powers. I told everybody to stop by because we have very, very special guests. One of the great eight from Canada today at your MMRBQ. They're brothers and they didn't beat the crap out of one another. They're here. Brett and Jay Emmons from the Glorious Sons. Well, good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing?
I am wonderful. It's great to see you back, and we know each other, we could say. It's been, I think I want to say February. You stopped by our station twice.
Yeah.
I thought you were moving to Philadelphia. You weren't going back to Canada.
I like Philly. You guys have a way of yelling at each other. It's a very charming city.
So you were on the Preston and Steve show. You performed, I believe, two songs acoustically. And then you came back and you were on Brent Porch's show also in the afternoon when he's filling in for Pierre Robert.
Yeah.
You played quite a few venues in our great city of Philadelphia.
Yeah. How many times have we been here? Six?
Probably five or six now.
Five or six times. Yeah. And you guys were lucky enough, and I know I said Canada. You love hockey, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of?
I don't know.
You loved our Flyers for one day because you played the outdoor game in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Is anybody there? The Pittsburgh game and the Flyers game, right?
Yeah, okay. I like the Flyers more than I like Pittsburgh, that's for sure.
Okay. Doesn't one guy in your band, correct me if I'm wrong, have a bad tattoo of a hockey team on him?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Packer, our drummer.
Our guitar tech has one, too.
What is the team?
They're Canada hockey tattoos.
Okay.
So they're like, the guys grow up and they're jocks. And they get the tattoo on their shoulder or on their chest, and it's kind of like a symbol of like brotherhood, and it's really stupid.
It's got to be tough for you waking up in the morning and doing morning shows. I mentioned Preston Steve, and we were just talking off air. I mean, traveling, you're out with the Struts, who are joining us today.
Yeah.
You're coming off a couple of big festivals. Last night, you were with Shine Down the Struts, I believe. Tomorrow, you're with the Foo Fighters, and today, you're at our MMRBQ.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, man.
So, SOS, I love it. It's so energetic, and you get to the lyrics, and I say to myself, that's about each and every one of us. Is it basically about you, kind of, sort of?
Some of it's about me, some of it's about other people.
Uh-huh.
It's not like an autobiographical song. It's probably the least autobiographical song on the album. But, I think you hit it right on the head. It's about each and every one of us. And it's about the real things that happen in this world that we have no choice but to talk about. And if we don't, it's just going to keep on getting worse.
I love how you put it there. And is that one of your favorite songs in the album, can we say, at this time?
No, it definitely is. It's one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like my hits. Most of them, yeah.
You play harmonica, too.
Am I not allowed to say that? I'm not great at it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to speak about harmonica, and you guys are rock and the roll. I'm always about the roll in capital letters.
Yeah.
Influences. I've read Bruce Springsteen in a great East Street Orchestra.
Yeah.
You take a lot from Bruce when you're writing?
Well, I think he was the first guy, him and Jackson Browne, that kind of showed me that rock and roll can come in so many different forms.
Yeah.
And, I mean, rock and roll can be sad. It can be... You know, it can be beautiful. It doesn't have to be loud and dirty all the time. It kind of can take any shape, and it's kind of more about the way you present it and the way that you present yourself in that moment. They were huge influences for me in high school when they were the first guys that made me put down, you know, the Sabbath and AC/DC and start listening to, you know, kind of the more... softer, introspective songwriting sides of rock and roll.
You guys were involved in Record Store Day. You released a acoustic album. Did that come out on Record Store Day? Or
I think so.
Yeah. It seems there's one every day in Canada. It's everybody's talking about Record Store Day. But
It should be Record Store Day every day. Yeah. Are you guys big vinyl collectors?
Got into it 2 years ago,
Very cool.
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah, I was late.
We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, I was... I kind of thought it was just a fad. And then I don't know what happened. Something just clicked in me. I think I was listening to a buddy's player, and I went and got one. I got one for Christmas.
Oh, nice. Your big brother got you into it, right?
I don't have any vinyl, actually.
Really?
I want to get vinyl.
Wow. Yeah. So you have your record in shrink wrap. You didn't open it up, right?
I don't even know if I have one of our records.
Wait,
I
might.
Wow. We got to get you one.
You give them away.
Yeah. Hey, we mentioned Bruce Springsteen right there. A couple influences. We got some great news. I'm sure you guys saw it. Mick Jagger rehearsing. He's coming off a heart attack, basically, or whatever. And he's mending well. Doctors gave him a clean bill of health. He's coming to our great city of Philadelphia July 23rd, just rescheduled. You guys, and I want to talk about this. I was so excited to hear you guys open for the Rolling Stones in France for over 50,000 plus.
Yeah, 59,000 people.
Tell us about that.
It was insane. Yeah. I mean, you could see people forever. It was wild. I've never played in front of an audience like that. That's 10 times bigger than the biggest audience we've played for. So, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Did you get a chance to interact with Mick or Keith or Charlie?
For
anybody?
About 58 seconds. And they were really kind. They were
stand
nice.
Here on the X, get your picture taken, and move on.
Yeah.
We'll tell you when to go
literally,
on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they tell you anything like how long of a set you got? And speaking of, you guys cover the Rolling Stones. You do a great version of Gimme Shelter.
Yeah. They didn't really. We talked to them for like literally 58 seconds, and they were really nice. But I mean, we our whole family was there. We were kind of focused on getting out and hanging out with the fam, watching the show, getting a few drinks into us, and chilling. I mean. It was an amazing experience. I got ice cream after the show. I was walking around the boardwalk, and I mean, 59,000 people is a lot of people, and it was really cool because it was the first time I'd been recognized in Marseille or in another country really like that. And people were kind of stopping us and telling us, you know, that we had a great show, and it was amazing.
How long a set did you get to play?
35 minutes.
Yeah. So you just got to grab them by the throat there and just, you know, grip them, right?
Yeah, we're playing 30 minutes a day. It's kind of, that's exactly it. You
don't say it.
Kick their ass. Kick their butts.
You can say that. Yeah, okay. There you go. So can you tell us, I mentioned the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter. Are you allowed to not give it away? Will we be hearing that today?
No.
Okay.
Are we allowed to talk about what's going on in June?
Oh, it's announced, yeah.
Yeah, we're opening for the Rolling Stones again in Toronto. Yeah.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
How about that, gang? Yeah. Well, my plane is booked already. I got all you guys in my suitcase. We're going to Toronto with the Glorious Sons. So I want to welcome you to MMRBQ. Welcome back to Philadelphia. You were here. I didn't think you were leaving. You were playing the Johnny Brenda's. You played the Outdoor Flyers show.
Yeah.
Joined us on the Preston Steve Show, and you're always welcome back here. And SOS, congratulations, guys.
Hey, thanks, man. We have a lot of fun here. It's a great city and it's a great station. Thanks a lot.
Brett, Jay, the Glorious Sons, they will take the stage today at your 2019 MMRBQ at 3:30. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quickie time out here and we'll come back to more of your MMRBQ artists. And I'm going to wrap things up in about 5-10 minutes and go over to my Sequoia Outback Party tent. I'll join you over there. And Jackson and Sarah are going to continue our broadcast live in Camadelphia at the T Pavilion.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.